So glad to have you along today on Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Do you ever stop to think that there are people that can't hear? They can't hear this. They can't hear the music on the radio. They can't hear the gospel message because they were born or they've had an accident, are not able to hear. But we have some friends that have this incredible ministry. Yes, they have a business, but it's a ministry. It's HearCare Audiology. And our friends Ken and Nora Stewart are audiologists and owners of this beautiful practice. And they do mission work that blows my mind. I want you to know about it and how either you can get involved, how you can pray for them, support it, or find the help that you need for a friend or family. Nora Stewart is with me. We're going to take a couple minutes to talk about this. Nora, I love you and Ken, what you're doing. Why do you do this? Why do you feel this calling?
Oh, well, thank you, Melissa. We love you too and are huge supporters of ADA3.
Yes, you are.
Why do we do this? I think we're pretty simple people and we just happen to be audiologists. And, you know, we want to take Jesus's teaching to help lead us in our work. And when he commands us to love God and love our neighbors, we think that one of the best ways we can do that is through HearCare.
Yeah.
And so we've looked for ways, right where we are with what we have, how can we live out his commandment to love people?
Amen. You do it locally and you do it abroad. You do it overseas. I want to talk about overseas here in just a second. But what does this look like, Nora, when someone comes to you and say a child or a senior citizen and they can't hear or they don't have the correct hearing device? Where does that start?
Gosh, I guess it just depends on if it's in Fort Wayne. We started HearCare in 2000 with the goal to help people get quality hearing health care. And then after years of being in practice, we realized there was a big gap. There were people that were falling in this gap. They couldn't afford hearing health care, or they didn't have insurance that would cover quality hearing health care. And we thought it was wrong. And because we, again, were in the hearing field, we thought we need to do something about it. So we started a local nonprofit so that nobody in Fort Wayne, Indiana, would go without quality hearing health care. But then that grew.
Okay.
So after forming that nonprofit, and that was quite a journey, after a few years it took off, then we were looking for ways, well, how do we expand the reach? Because we know we're not the only ones who want to grow the impact and help more people hear.
And here you are now traveling. You've been traveling overseas for years. I know that. What does that look like when you go into another country that doesn't have the same resources that we have here? You're in our backyard and people still don't know it, but overseas, they don't have that. Tell me that experience. You go into a location for a clinic and people get to have the gift of hearing for the first time. I could cry thinking about it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I'm telling you what, it's addictive. Once we got started, we thought we never want to stop. We want to keep growing this. So, for instance, I'm leaving for Zambia. We pack up suitcases with high-tech equipment, and we partner. I mean, truly, this all goes back to having a partner on the ground that cares as much about the mission as we do. And they gather people together who need the services, and we open up a hearing clinic right there on the ground out of suitcases. But that's the beginning of it. Then what we really want to do is empower people there to teach them, and they learn how to do it for themselves.
Yes.
So for instance, in Zambia, we are working with our partner to create a university program for audiology.
Oh, that's so nice. I know the stories are endless, but because we don't have a lot of time, Nora, how is it that we can pray for you and Ken and HearCare Audiology and your non-for-profit organization?
I would ask you to pray for discernment for us, that God would open doors and point us in the direction where we're supposed to go. We always want to be in his will. We want it to be about what he wants and bring us to where he wants us to go.
That's beautiful. So Nora, you and Ken are friends of ours. We love you, appreciate you, praying for you and for God to continue to guide you and lead you. And I'm going to say this, if you want to be a part of this, you want to find out more information about their non-for-profit, I will have that on my conversations link. I'm putting that there right now at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.